Jeremiah chapter 14. Have you heard the weather forecast for this week? New U.S. drought monitor maps released last month show 88% of Texas in a drought. Another 9% is classified as abnormally dry. In an agricultural economy and in an arid area such as Israel, drought quickly wiped out a city's resources. But not only trees and plants in general need water to survive. Human beings cannot survive long without water. The rich people sent their servants for water. They went to the cisterns, but the cisterns were dry. They came back with empty buckets, their hands empty, shaking their heads. All the farm work has stopped. Not a drop of rain has fallen. The farmers don't know what to do. But what about the drought of the soul? Are you living through a season of spiritual drought? Heaven seems like bronze and your heart hard as iron. Do you remember with nostalgia the emotion of perceiving God's presence in moments of worship? Sometimes it is because, like the Jewish people, we have left God the source of living waters and have dug broken cisterns that cannot hold water. But other times we find no fault in us, and yet when we read His word or meditate in it, we do not exercise that beautiful feeling of being in His presence. Remember that we have been called to live by faith. God repeatedly tells us that He will not leave us or forsake us, and therefore He is by our side and hears our cry, even though we may not be able to perceive His presence. Eventually, another source will open, that of your tears, and instantly God will fill our hearts with joy.